Hello.
You sound like you got something on your mind today.
Not much. It's pretty blank. It's pretty bleak. Oh. I was off today. I tried not to think. There.
Just you know clouds. Why I'm calling. You know why I'm calling.
Because it's Martini Monday.
Cheers. Ooh, 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 ooh. It is Thursday.
Right.
But we're recording this on Monday.
Right.
But I have a glass of Merlot. What you got?
Just Jack.
Jack and violence is what Monday. We are black at it again for another not so perfect conversation. This Monday was the Mondayest Monday that ever Mondayed.
It was so long. It felt like
all
the
of
time
the Mondays of 2021.
Like, so I creep. Yeah, that's what today was. How was your weekend?
My weekend was quite lovely. Got to go to Lake Charles and see my parents.
Oh.
So that's always a nice little treat. Get to hang out with them. My mom and I went out to eat.
Oh.
And 337 food is undefeated.
Yeah, it really
so
is.
I enjoyed myself.
Let the people know because they really don't.
337 versus everybody. That's how we do it.
It's in the wrist.
But you know what? Well, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was eventless. I worked, and the only thing I can say is I've been sticking to what we talked about last week and going into each day with intention, still writing in my journal. Like, I'm very proud of myself that I'm on the straight and narrow.
Round of applause.
As of now, we'll see what happens next week.
But I've realized something over the last couple weeks that I've failed to mention, that sometimes I get messages from people every so often about our relationship gets ill, relationships get ill, Siri. And sometimes people be in the inbox trying to guess who we're talking about or who I'm talking about when it comes to some of my relationship scenarios.
Really?
Does that ever happen to you?
No, you know, my dating life is very shallow. So it's not much.
Not shallow.
Well, it really is.
But, you know, out of respect for, you know, my relationship, it's no right. need to, like, rehash names.
And people have changed. It's been years.
People have grown.
It's decades, really. You old girl.
I think the point is the lesson learned from the relationship or, you know, whatever it was, the situationship.
Right.
Not necessarily who the person was.
Right.
Maybe in the inbox trying to guess. You
nosy,
talking about
nosy,
you
nosy.
Talking about my homeboy. You talking about so and so.
They like something sounds familiar about this.
I plead the fifth, but you know, so I'm like, we gonna leave that alone. We can discuss relationship right. aspects without naming names. Guesses.
Honestly, the people who have guessed mine, they've guessed right because
they have.
Not really.
It's not that many, like you did.
So it's not like I could be like, no, because they're gonna be like, well, who else could it be? And I'll be like,
oh yeah. Hey, oh, you yeah. never know. You never know. Everything is not.
I need
you
to
know.
Come up with aliases.
So this week's conversation is gonna be centered around growth, and it's gonna be about growth, relationships, moving on. You know, like you said, we are so far removed from certain things of the past. Being better. You know, being better, getting better is like our 2021 motto.
Right.
We just trying to make things make a little better sense. And hopefully our LDBs will be able to use some of these things to just, you know, just use what we're going to talk about today, discuss it in your personal lives and kind of see where you fall, see where maybe you need to be better, see where you need to pay more attention. So, Jean, I have a couple questions.
Pew pew and pew pew.
Of course, I'm going to answer them as well, but I have a couple questions that I want you and I want our LDBs to just like ponder on and try to answer for yourselves. And so let me preface this by saying a lot of people, like I said, do like to leave the past in the past, which is fine.
Right.
I agree with that 100%, but sometimes the past does help inform our present and our future.
That's true.
It helps. So we're just going to talk about two quick questions.
Oh, God. Bring it on. I'm ready. Let me take a sip.
Yeah, please do. So the first question is, if all of your exes got together, what is one complaint about you that they would all have or that they would all agree on?
Oh, wow. If both of my exes got together. And I'll add my current boyfriend to that
So when I say exes, I mean people that you dated in the past, no matter if you dated them for a year.
Okay, cool.
People that you were involved with in whatever type of romantic way.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad you put it that way because people may think that I just have like no type of romantic past romantic ties. And that's not the case. It's just that the word relationship is used very exclusively for me.
Right, right.
So honestly, being a Pisces, which is the best sign that there is, there's really not much to complain about. We are really like the favorites. I'm not even going to lie. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to go with you. And then I thought about how people really do be on Twitter and Instagram straight bashing Pisces.
They really do. They hate us. That's because we're the best. So they would probably say that I am a little bit bossy.
Yeah. All of them would say that you're bossy.
I think that's out of all of my traits, that's probably the biggest worst one about me because I'm very like go with the flow and laid back, but there's certain times when I want certain things. And you know what, I wouldn't say, you know, I'm using the word wrong word, not bossy, stubborn.
I am triggered.
Stubborn. I was thinking about it and I was like, I just don't budge. And I was like, well, that's not being bossy. That's just being stubborn. Because I don't tell people what to do. Right. I just don't change my way of thinking about things. And I feel like a lot of times I feel like my way is the right way.
It's the best way.
It's the best way. It's the most informed and most researched way. So obviously it's the best.
You know, you're not going to get no rebuttals from me because we are Pisces sisters. But I do think that it is important that you said that because the Pisces, are we the only sign that has that dual nature? Or are there other?
We're really like Sour Patch Kids. Like we really are. And they creep me out. So that's saying something.
I didn't think about that. That is. First you're sour, then you're sweet,
right?
That is very true.
The sour side doesn't last long. It's usually you get mostly sweet, but when it's sour, it's sour.
That's what it is about me. When I'm sour,
I sit in it.
I rest in that. But when I'm sweet, I'm real sweet, you know. But that's I can relate to that.
What do you think yours would be?
If all of my exes got together, one complaint that I think they would all have about me, probably that I was too nonchalant in all of my previous relationships. I never treated any of them, well, most of them, like I was like, into them just 1,000%, head over heels. I was never.
See, that's how we're opposite. I'm like all in a lot of times.
Like, oh no, I was never all in. Something always held me back a little bit. Like I gave what I had, what I felt I had, and I tried, I showed up. And you could tell like I was about 80% serious. But that 20% difference, you could absolutely feel that 20% was probably lacking.
Right.
But I
feel like that is okay. When you're getting to know somebody and you're dating somebody, I feel like it's supposed to progress See, that's how we are different, mm-hmm. because I am the person, I regress. I start off hard and then I'll be like, yeah, this is not it.
Oh, no. See, with me, you're going to get the full, like, warm up. I need to warm up into this thing. And
I just
once
warm
you
up
got
really
me,
fast. I warm up
oh, no. Fast. Oh, no. It's a slow burning.
Well, fire. Emotionally. I warm up fast emotionally. But that's it.
It's a slow burning fire for me. But once, you know, once that fire is blazing, it is, you know, it's raging, which has been.
You're better than
successful.
Me. I'm trash. I'm trash.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that because it's going to take us somewhere further in the conversation. But I think for my previous relationships, I just felt like I wasn't truly tied to those relationships. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I had a wandering eye or anything.
Right.
But if at any point any of those people that I was in a relationship with at that time, like if I felt a way, I was immediately retreating and like focusing on myself.
Girl, one deep conversation and then hooked.
That's so funny how we are so similar, but in that case, we are very, very different. For me, I think it was a lot of like with those relationships, it was a lot of push and pull. None of us ever were really fully working together. It seemed like we were trying to make something fit, but it didn't quite work out. And I used to always in those relationships be like, all right, I need a sign. Is this where I'm supposed to be?
Do you think that you kind of evolved from that way of handling things a little bit? Or are you kind of opened up more?
I think I definitely opened up more because I was always looking for signs in those relationships. Those signs never came.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. So I think sometimes things happen for a reason, but then sometimes you got to create your own reason and choose to let that be the reason why you grow up and do better. You know, everything is not super deep. And I think I went through a period of time where I thought everything was just, super deep. And you know, it wasn't that. And I was like, you know, sometimes stuff just happens and you have to create your own reason or you have to find your own purpose as to why you want to evolve and get better.
I think that I've also kind of gotten better with that. I'm not as impressed like at all, but I think I've kind of overextended just a little bit because it takes a lot to chip off at this block now.
Oh, yeah. I'm not easily impressed. And sometimes guys would be like, well, I didn't really know how to come at you because you just seem so disinterested. And I was like, I can't help that in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know how to
be
anything other than that.
A lot of dudes be being like cornballs, though.
Right.
A lot of people try too hard.
Right. We're just answering that question, like, what is one complaint that all of your exes would have about you? I definitely think it's I was just too nonchalant. I showed interest too late and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that because here I am, happy, you know.
Lessons on lessons.
Exactly. And that's really what it's all about, learning lessons.
And look at you now. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
I fianced. How about you get married?
If you aren't.
So my next question was, and you're going to have to think about this one a little bit. LDBs, think about this one. Answer this one too. And it may take some time for you to process because a lot of times, a lot of people will sit back and be like, damn, because your choice in partner says a lot about you. So what is the common trait of all of the people you've dated in all of the people that you've dated in the past? What is that common trait that they all possess? And this one was a doozy for me when I really sat and thought about it because it said a lot about me. So all of your partners, I would say like adult partners,
right?
We're not counting relationship at 16, 17,
18. Yeah.
But your real adult relationships, what is that common trait that all of them have possessed? And does your current partner possess that same trait?
Hmm. You go first. I'm gonna have to ponder on this for a second.
Cause this is a part where we can really talk about relationships do get ill right here.
Right.
Relationships get really real right here. For me, and I had to like sit with it and be like, this is just some truth and you need to face right. You need to face your truth. And so mine was that all of my previous partners, people that I was involved with or people that I was interested in, people that I may have fallen into situationships with, all of them had some level of emotional unavailability. And I was like, well, all but one of them. And again, that one was sort of on the younger side because that was on some, we were babies. That was on some Romeo and Juliet type stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, without the death. But
thank God.
That was, it was emotional unavailability. And I had to think about why.
So why, when you thought about why, what did you come up with?
I thought that it probably was because some part of me was also emotionally unavailable. And that's a tough thing to realize. And I, for a while, I was just like, no, because I give so much and I'm present in the relationship and I'm always there and we spend quality time and it's, you know, all of these wonderful things. But then at the same time, it was like, I can't really deny it. Here's this common thread. It wasn't necessarily them. It was me attracting them. They were emotionally unavailable, but it started with me first.
Mm-hmm.
So I was drawn to an emotionally unavailable person because a part of me was not open or available to, I don't know if it was like, I'm not open to a long-term relationship. I'm not open to commitment. I'm not open to, I don't know what it was, but I just knew after a while, after many years removed from those relationships, I don't know, like I wanted commitment or what I thought commitment was at the time, but deep down, I didn't know what intimacy was. And a lot of people think when you talk about intimacy, you talk about sexual stuff. And that's not what it's about. Real intimacy. Where did we ever see that? Who was modeling what real intimacy was back then?
Right.
And so that's what I was thinking about. Like, did I see that in my peers' relationships? Did I even have a definition of what real
intimacy? That's what I was going to ask you. Would you have known what real intimacy was if you would have saw it back then, though?
Yeah, I feel like I didn't really know what that was because I mean, if I'm 32 now, and 6 years ago I got into this current relationship. So before that, I really truly don't think I saw real intimacy, and I had to sit with that. I was like, And so then another part of that was I absolutely wanted to avoid getting hurt. So that was also why I probably gravitated towards people who were emotionally unavailable.
Right.
But it was kind of stupid at the same time because those are the people that hurt you.
Right.
So not only are they hurting you, but you're probably hurting them back because they may be having the same realizations that you're having. Who knows? But you know, on some level that you don't have to fully commit to them. Like I'm 100% guilty of that in previous relationships. It wasn't because I was just scared. It was because I didn't know. It was because I was unfamiliar with whatever that territory was. And so, I mean, back to back to back, it was like four guys emotionally unavailable. I was like, well, I'll be damned.
Is it me, Jesus?
Is it me?
It is? What?
Which is why I also took a true 5-year hiatus from relationships. Right. I had, you know, comings and goings and whatnot, but I took time off because I was like, I really was like, is it me? But I wanted to look at myself. Really wanted to look at myself. And I did a lot of growing in those 4.5, 5 years. And so I think I became better because of that. And so the second part of that question was, does my current partner have that same trait of being emotionally unavailable? And for me, it's an obvious no, but for LDBs, you know, it may not be obvious. So I'm going to say no, because how did we make it
right?
6-year relationship? He was emotionally unavailable. So thank God he is not. Mm-hmm. But I had to grow up and realize that being attracted to emotionally unavailable people, that's childish. That's childish as hell. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know better, then, you know, you won't do better. But that's something that needed to be corrected within me. Mm-hmm. And so it got to a point where it was like, I know my worth, and I know I can't settle for less than that. And so if that meant the fine dude that I was crushing on, or the fine dude that, you know, I was seeing at the time, couldn't get any more attention from me, because I knew that they weren't capable of giving me what I needed, then I had to leave it alone.
Right.
And so, you know, it's been a few instances of that. I've left relationships and situations that weren't right. And I've probably stepped on some toes, and I've probably bruised some egos.
I mean, we all do. You learn.
You know, I've had my toes stepped on, and I've had my ego bruised a couple times, but that all helped me grow into where I am today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can even recall an instance where I stayed or wanted to stay and linger, you know, around somebody who was emotionally unavailable. And like I said, guess who wound up hurt? Ding, 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 ding.
But like I said, you lived and you learned.
I just kept thinking, like, it's only so many times that I can get hurt until I go in full savage mode, like full beast mode.
She belonged to the streets.
Okay. So. But, you know, things are never quite the same after that. And so.
So what happened when you got into your relationship and you have this guy and he's so emotionally available and you're probably still trying to.
I ain't gonna say so.
He's more emotionally available. When he did show that emotional side, was it foreign to you? How did you handle it?
Oh, he would probably bust up in here right now and be like, she was pushing me away and she was doing this. Whatever. But I'll say this. I always knew that I wanted a solid, mutually open relationship.
Right.
And after a while, I didn't settle. And fast forward many years later, we have a mutually emotional, open relationship. You know, we try. We work hard on our relationship, and it is not always pretty, but we try to make sure that we talk to each other nice. It don't always go like that. But anybody in a long-term relationship, y'all know that.
Already know.
Yeah, y'all know that. But we check each other when we need to check each other. We are very honest with each other. We share with each other. And that investment is worth it. Through this whole thing, I've learned, like, that investment is worth it. So when I realized, like, oh, he wants to give, I need to be able to receive. I also need to be able to give so that he can also, you know, receive. That understanding helped things run a whole lot smoother, because I've been in relationships where the person only wanted to receive and receive and receive and never wanted to give. And so it makes it difficult. It's really one of the best things you can do when you invest into your relationship with the right person. You get to a place where you can be a team player. You find your teammate, and then you work off of that. It's easier said than done. But what's helped a lot moving from those past relationships into this current relationship, discernment is a real thing. So you have to pay attention to that, because if you ignore red flags, you're gonna be all fucked up. You're gonna be all messed up. Discernment is a real thing. And if I ever discerned anything off, and sometimes I do discern things that are off between me and my current partner, I have to be vocal about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to be like, oh, well, I'm gonna let it slide.
Right.
And then you keep letting it slide. And now it's a big old problem. You know, those are like little things that I've learned along the way. And there are things that become more and more apparent, you know, when you decide I need to use this to fuel my growth. Mm-hmm. I have to grow. I can't stay in that place. Like, I don't want to be, like you were saying, that person who's still doing the same stuff 10 years later. You still trying to holler at the same people. You still using the same approaches and you ain't getting nowhere. I don't know. I just said a whole lot. But we're not going to bypass the fact that you also still have to answer this question. So, the common trait.
So, I sit here in my room. I can't think about you. I really think the common trait was probably like going for people who didn't have a lot of confidence and was homebodies. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So, I mean, like you said, there's certain things that I did subconsciously that I was doing to try to avoid getting hurt, but didn't realize it at the time. And that's what I was doing. I did not want to get hurt. And I had the stereotypical fuckboy that was going to hurt me in my head. And I was going for the complete opposite with what I perceived that person to be.
Right. So would you say that you were, I guess,
insecure?
Insecure, but in a sense, playing it safe?
Yes. I think I was playing it safe because I didn't want to go through like all that. And then at the same time, I was insecure as well. I just, I didn't have like a lot of confidence in myself. I didn't really see myself as being like that attractive. So like I knew I attracted people, but I just kind of, and I still kind of struggle with that today where I don't see what other people see, but I think we all have that issue. And, but it's just not extreme as it was back then. And, I think that's why I just kind of went hard for always going for that type of person. I just was scared of what it would be like if I went for somebody that probably looked like or had traits like the stereotypical player.
That makes me wonder. So what is your real type? Is your real type very broad, or do you have a type that you just know it's not safe to go for that type?
So I think my real type is very broad because I look at Jordan and he has a lot of similarities of what I would say my type was back then, but he's also a lot different in a lot of ways. And I think that is my type. Someone who's not closed off, who's interested in trying or doing pretty much anything, somebody who's going to take me on an adventure instead of somebody who's going to stay at home while I just do my thing.
Yeah, that just hit home. I can totally attribute that to people that I know you've been involved with in the past. Makes a lot of sense. Because you're the type of person who is, I don't want to say you're out there, but you live life.
Yeah.
And I feel like you need someone who's going to do that. Like, you don't need someone who is going to be the opposite of you when it comes to that. We don't need our partners don't need to be an exact reflection of us or need to be completely similar or, you know, exactly like us. Mm-hmm. You need somebody who is going to push you to do those things and join you.
Yeah. I really do. Cause if you think about the person that I was in those relationships, yeah, I would start to become that person. Being a Pisces, you know, they say that we tend to feel in, what is the word I'm looking for? We're empaths. Yes. So we kind of adjust and our mood evolves to the mood of the people that's around us. So that's how I was. I had started to become that person. Like, they were homebodies, didn't go nowhere. I started not going nowhere. We were supposed to all be going somewhere. We would have plans, right?
That just put me in my feelings.
And then I wouldn't answer the phone because, you don't remember? Like, back then, I would say, I fell asleep.
You little liar.
I know.
But no, that really just put me in my feelings because I can relate to that. I was so almost the complete opposite of you. You were with somebody who was more of a homebody. I was with somebody who was more of a go out and be in the mix type of person. So I was trying to go out and be in the mix. And I did not want to be, but I was trying to fit. Whatever. Oh, gosh.
I think so. Just to clarify, because I didn't feel like you didn't want to be in a mix. I feel like our definition of doing things and activities and being in a mix differs from that type of, you know, we didn't want to go to the club, go do this, going. We wanted to go to wine tastings, and, you know.
It was more tailored towards my interest, but I was kind of taking on the interest of
exclusively
whatever that partner was at the time, and it was just, it wasn't me,
right?
You know, so I'm in my feelings, and I can't tell if it's what you said or if it's the wine or if it's both.
it's probably
a little bit of
the
both,
wine's that amplifying
is,
it
that is very true. And so I think a part of my journey has been especially in my later years, trying to not rely so heavily on matching the person I'm in a relationship with, or, you know, trying to be more of what they want and being true to myself, because that's not fair to them. They aren't able to make informed decisions about what they want, who I am, what they need, you know, that type of stuff, if I'm not being my authentic self. Mm-hmm. So, well, damn, John.
I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm glad I went through that because it took me a long time to realize, like, this is the person that you are. Like,
right.
You are not the person that you became because you was in a relationship for so long. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the things that you like. Like, I kind of had to relearn who I was. And then in my current relationship, I had to realize that if I cannot let Jordan, our friends, our work, monopolize all my time to where I don't have time to do the things that I want and the things that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you just, like, there's even times now when I'm like, look, I know he don't want to hang out, but I got this that I need to do today. And, like, I don't have to hang out with him, and it's okay. Like, we don't have to be together all the time. There's times when we in totally separate rooms in the house, all day, taking time to ourselves, and it's just, I don't think that in the past I would have been able to do that. I would sneak off and do that, but I wasn't comfortable doing that. Like, if they were awake and available, I felt like I had to be there and with them. Ooh. Right? I know.
It's so funny because I can see the difference between, and that means I can see the growth, but I can see the difference between previous partners and your current partner. I feel like Jordan makes space for you to have space. I think you're.
And he doesn't whine about it.
Yeah, your previous partner was almost codependent, maybe.
And I used to like that shit. fuck is wrong with
so
me?
So you were attracted to codependency. I was attracted to emotional unavailability. Like,
I think I just wanted to depend on someone. So that's why I was attracted to people that I knew would depend on me.
LDBs, you see the growth.
Bruh, I was so toxic and so problematic. Oh my God.
We were.
But I'm so much better now. And with you too, like, I see the growth. And I was going to say this earlier, but I was like, I don't want it to sound like I'm throwing shade. But I remember a time where you were just, because you weren't just emotionally unavailable in romantic relationships. You were just like that friend who just wasn't the emotional type, and we just all understood that.
It was just I did not have certain things, and I didn't relate, but just emotions in general. I think I was on a journey, like, figuring out what are emotions, what role do they play, why are we like this. But I think it was a phase, and I think I have grown out of that phase. So LDBs, think about those questions.
These hard questions.
Do some self-reflection, maybe, you know, some of those realizations can help inform some decisions that you make about your relationships, or maybe that person that you are conversing with right now, or, you know, the person that you're entertaining, or even just the next person that you're going to date, you know. Like I said, our motto, like, we're trying to learn, we're trying to grow, we're trying to do better in every area, especially in our relationships. Because to be frank and to be honest, after a while, there's nothing in the streets for you. Nothing out there for you. So, you know, especially when your desires are aligned with a particular thing. If you want to live that life, absolutely go ahead. Ain't no judgment from me. But if you know that you desire a certain thing, you desire a long-term monogamous relationship with somebody who is, you know, eye level with you, y'all on the same page, the streets is not the place where you continue to, you know, you continue to be.
LDBs are listening to this and like, bullshit.
These old ladies.
Scheduling my appointment with the streets right now.
The streets is calling me.
I really do think that
enjoy the streets. Why are you out in the streets if that's what you want?
I mean,
but
hey,
if you know what I'm saying is that if you know that if you know that it ain't really what you want,
they'll do you dirty. If it ain't for you, the streets will do you dirty.
Thank you. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. Like, if you know where you want to be, don't even waste your time, because it's not worth it. Investing in a relationship, I'll be the first to say it, investing in a relationship is probably, you know, what you kind of want to set your sights on. Right. I always think
but
about...
But first, invest in yourself, because if you don't, you'll go into a relationship and you'll tear both of y'all down.
Exactly. Maybe that's your hashtag wise words.
There you go.
Yeah, you need some wise words.
Boom.
That's actually very smart. You need to invest in yourself before you invest in anything, because you need to get yourself right before you ever try to branch out.
If y'all really do, like, sit down and think about this, like, for real, some of y'all probably gonna need some tissues, because when you realize why you keep picking the same type of dudes, you realize what it is about yourself, it's probably gonna hurt.
Same type of women.
It hurts, man. I never thought of myself as insecure, because when you think about the word insecure and insecure people, I just didn't feel like I was one of those people, but I definitely was.
That is a truth me and you share, because, you know, we're besties and we talk all the time. But even if you feel like you don't want to share that with anybody, at least share it with yourself. At least be honest with yourself. At least get to a place where you can admit that to yourself. And then that way,
if you don't acknowledge it, you'll never change it.
Exactly.
About you.
At least acknowledge it to yourself.
Yeah.
So my hashtag wise words, and I was saying earlier, like, I know we sound old when we talk about this, we're talking about relationships, and we are actually championing relationships and being in long-term relationships. We all really do want that one person. We end up settling for whoever's available. at the time, even though they could be emotionally unavailable, we can't and you guys can't keep setting yourselves up like that.
Yeah.
So whatever it takes, if you have to, you know, separate yourself and do your own personal work so that you're able to recognize goodness when it shows up, that's what you need to do. You definitely need to set your sights on your desires, what you want, are they in the right place, and then work towards that. Because I don't know, I'm not going to say it won't fall in your lap. It could, but you can absolutely attract things better when you're in a better frame of mind. So, you know, like she said, you can't invest in a relationship if you haven't invested in yourself. So focus on yourself, do what you need to do for you, and then, you know, watch God work.
Right. Let us know how it goes. Because honestly, I'm championing relationships this week, but next week I might be championing being single. Depends on if he make me mad or not. So,
which is a real thing. Like I said, like we sometimes
I'm championing for it all. Whatever's best for you.
Sometimes it ain't pretty, dog. Like that's the real truth. Sometimes
duality is a thing with me.
Okay, we're Pisces.
I might feel both ways. I might change
some
my mind.
Days I'm sour. Some days I'm sour. Some days I'm sweet. Some days niggas be sour. Some days niggas be sweet. It
just facts. But LDBs, hit us up. Tell us your heart truth that you had to realize about yourselves. Like, for real. Like, I want to know. I also want to laugh at some of y'all. Because, like, when I look back at mine, I laugh. Like, I laugh at how, like, dumb actually was.
And don't forget, some of you guys and girls who have been in the inbox, I know you in real life.
I know, right?
I'm not putting you on the spot, but you know, if you're going to be in the inbox, like asking, "Oh, you talk about so and so? You talk about my homeboy?" Well, at least share some truth. Share some of your truth with me, so it's not one sided.
You know, we appreciate y'all listening in on our truths, and we really hope that y'all will listen in again next week on our not so private conversation. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much, long distance besties, for joining us again for another not so private conversation. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Jean V Williams. That's at Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, V Williams. And at Perfectly Mia. That's at Perfectly M-I-A.